Senate Bill 446 calls for the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs to establish standards and criteria for the administration and operation of recovery houses, sometimes referred to as sober or transitional houses. Senator Gene Yaw, who has chaired public hearings across the state on the heroin and opioid epidemic, co-sponsored the measure.
In order to have any real focus and any purpose and any chance of helping for recovery, they needed to be regulated and to at least have some standards. So that's what this bill does. It sets up some standards for these houses.
The bill, which now goes to the House, also bans recovery house owners and employees from requiring residents to sign over their public assistance benefits. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.